Before we go weiter, since this Mishnah is going to be dealing with the interplay, the relationship between Eruvei Chatzeres and Shetufei Mevois, so a word of Hakdama is in order. We discussed already that there's Eruvei Chatzeres, which means turning a chotzer, which is ostensibly a Mokum Rabbim, because there are many families that use the chotzer. Each bias opens up to the chotzer, b'midah mesuyamis is a Mokum Rabbim. The same is true of a Mavoi that has openings from several chatzeres. The different chatzeres turn each one, even l'chayre if you're ma'ariv each chotzer, but all the chatzeres, each chotzer, is a separate unit. Opening up into the Mavoi means that the Mavoi, by definition, is a Mokum, shall unity, shall units Rabbim. So Melar also has a certain sad of being a Mokum, shall Rabbim. So the Shetufei Mevois, which we discussed, B'yayin, B'shemen, etc., Eruvei Chatzeres, which is B'pas. However, there's a Machloikis Tanoim, that's over here, the Hakdom to this Mishnah, and that is a Machloikis between the Meir and the Chachom. One Machloikis is whether Soimchin al Shituf B'mokim Eruv, which would mean, it would be logical to say that if the point of making an Eruv or a Shituf is by turning multiple units into one entity, so l'chayru, by combining the chatzeres in the mavui, by being mishtatev in one barrel of wine, everybody contributes, and you have a barrel of wine which is mishutev, what you're doing is you're being keveya that all the various chatzeres are all one thing. So maybe you shouldn't have to be ma'ar of the chatzeres. Maybe the shetufim mavois already combines all the different units. What you're really doing is, if you think about it a step further, it's not just all the chatzeres into one in the shetufim mavois, but it's all the B'nai Bayis leading out to the Chatzeres, leading out to the Mavi. They're all, it's all one big happy family. What's the difference if you're being Ma'ached, three Batim in one Chatzer, three Chatzeres into one Mavi? So just call it, you're being Ma'ar of the nine families with one Shetuvim of voice. There's a Machlekes Remei and the Chachomim on that. L'maisa, the Chachomim hold that it's enough. Oy Ma'ar v'noy Mishtatvin. Remei has an interesting svara. He says, in theory, you can be right, but l'maisa shalol l'shacheach teras eruv v'nat tinoikos. And therefore, we don't want that there shouldn't be the classic eruv v'chatzeres in each chotzer. We don't dispense with that, even though in lomdus l'chor you could. Now, the concept makes sense when you're ma'ariv the bat and the chatzeres, the movi, k'nei machlok stena. What about the other way? Each chotzer is a single unit for the various batim. You made an eruv chatzeres in three different chatzeres. Lamaisa, each chotzer is still a separate entity. So the chatzeros, the eruv of the various chatzeres, don't add up. Well, shouldn't take the place of shetufim mevois. But here's the catch: we'll have in the next perek that what happens if the chatzeros are not just multiple chatzeros that open up onto a mavui, onto a joint mavui. But the chatzeres have an entrance from one to another. We'll see what the nature of that entrance is. That's the next perek haloyin. But lemaisa, right now, let's just suffice to say that each chotzer has a knisa, a pesach, to the next chotzer. It's like a railroad where one, where each compartment leads to the next one. So you have the same thing over here. Each chotzer leads to the next one. They also have exit ways out to the mavui. But you can go, sometimes you have parking lots in buildings that are different parts of a huge building, of a complex, underground. And you'll have literally, where you have a mokoim mukav, which is shaykh to this building, but it opens up to the next one. If that's the case, maybe be ma'ariv. They don't open up to each other. You can't be ma'ariv them together. If there's no traffic between two places, you can't look at them as one. As many matzahs, as many barrels of wine you put down, it's not going to work. So what do you have to do? If you have to have access from one to the other, and then you'll be ma'ariv the various eruvim together. You'll be ma'ariv the chatzeros into one eruve chatzeros that brings together all the batim with the eruvim into one entity. So why would you need a shetufim of voice? So that's also an oifim with a chachamim hold. You don't need a shetufim of voice, Rimei holds you do. Chomesh chatzeros, psuchoi zu lezu. Let's read each phrase over here carefully. Chomesh chatzeres, psucha zu lezu, is the case we just spoke about, where it's shaykh to be ma'arif. L'chayiv, the loshon of the Mishnah is psucha zu lezu, that's what it means. U'psucha is l'mavei, they also have, each one has an exit way, has access to the mavei. Irvu b'chatzeres, you made eruv chatzeres, l'chayiv, what it means is you made eruv chatzeres all together. V'loy nishtatvu b'mavei. Mutarin b'chatzeres v'asurin b'mavoi. This would seem to be totally in the machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim that we just read, and that's the right way to meet the Mishnah Loitis Girsa. This is the Girsa of Rashi. Lamaisa, the Rav takes out that first phrase of Psucha Zulazu, and he reads Chomesh Chatzeres based on the Gemara. He reads Chomesh Chatzeres, and it means not Psucha Zulazu, but the Psucha is l'mavoi. They're opening to the Mavoi. Irvu b'chatzeres l'nishtatvu b'mavoi, mutarim b'chatzeres v'asurim b'mavoi. And the point in the Mishnah is to say that even though each chotzer has an eruv, the halacha is, how's that going to help to be ma'arif them all together? We're going faket, we're going according to the shita, that if they would all be ma'arif together, you wouldn't need shetuvim b'voice, like we said, according to the Chachamim. And what the Mishnah is saying is, but since you weren't part of the Chatzeres together, so then you do need a Shetuvim voice. Those are the two alternate readings of the Mishnah. The Rav just brings an interesting idea, which is something that's again in the first Perek, and he says a regular Mavoi is what we discussed in the first Perek, has on the fourth side, the opening to the Rishus HaRabim, doesn't have a proper Mechitza. It has B'takonas Chacham Alechi or Akoire. That Lechi or Koire works, and you don't need a proper mechitza, when you have a movui, which is a proper walking way for various chatzeres walking out. The Lashon of the Gemara is that you need shtei chatzeres psuchos l'movui u'shnei batim psuchos l'chol chatzer. So what happens if you ma'arav them all together? If you ma'arav them all together, so then they're all one. If they're all one, then it's not considered a regular movui. Yesh lefalpo b'zeh, but that's where the Rav is coming from in order to be matzik that the chatzeros were not ma'arav together. And the chiddush over here is that even though each one has an eruv, l'maisa they need shetufim voice. So this is the first life that's mavu in the Mishnah. We go weiter. V'im nishtatvu b'mavui. This means they also made shetuf in the mavui. They were ma'arav the chatzeros. They also made shetuf in the mavui. Mutar kan v'kan. The whole thing is mutar. The whole thing becomes one. Why? Because you need an Erev and a Shittuf. We're going to go into that Madama. Irv u'b'chatzeroyis v'nishtatvu b'mavui v'shochach echad b'mnei chotzer v'lo yiriv. And l'maisa, one of the b'nei chotzer was not mishtatev, was not part of the Eruv in one of the chatzeroyis. Mutarin kan v'kan. What this means is as follows. L'maisa, everybody made a shituf. The various chatzeres made a shituf, but in one of the chatzeres there's a weak link. One of the members of one of the chatzeres forgot to be ma'arif. So, what we're saying over here is, let's say we're going according to Madam the way the Gemara explains that be'etzem b'mokim mavui b'mokim shitufim mavois, you don't need a ruv chatzeres. The mavui, the shitufim mavui, the barrel of wine in the mavui that comes from all the chatzeres, defines all members of all the chatzeres. We'll say three chatzeres, three batim in each chatzer, all nine members of this whole area defines them all as one. Batim, you shouldn't need a eruv chatzeres. So we said, according to the Chacham, you can dispense with it. Even according to Reb Meir, over here, batim meikra din the shtufim loy should be enough. We mentioned that the Gemara says that according to Reb Meir, the reason why you need an eruv b'makom shituf shaloi l'shachach me'atinoikos. Eruv. Over here, since Lamaisa, 8 out of the 9 people were partners in their Eruvim, they dispensed with this because there's no Shikhas Toiras Eruv. But Chiyagamna, they were Matir, that one of member of the Chotzer that forgot to be Ma'arav, and they included him because he had the Shetufim voice. That's the third case in the Mishnah. However, here we have a case that's Faket. Each one of the chatzeres was ma'arav kedosu kedin, but one of the mavois, one of the bnei mavoi, wasn't mishtativ. So over there, each of the chatzeres are mutar because it's eruvin. Mutarim the chatzeres. However, asurim b'mavoi, they're also in the mavoi. Shehamovoy lechatzeroes kechotze lebatim. He's just setting up the relationship of the movoy is different chatzeroes asring up the movoy. The same way, different batim that we had in the previous parak, different batim asring up the chotzer. So either you need to be ma'arav them or you need to be misalik or soicha from them. The same would be true about the relationship of the dinim chatzeroes and the movoy. Now over here what the Gemara adds is that according to Reb Meir, me'ikir hadin, you cannot use, it's not just a shalei l'shachech tenaikis, me'ikir hadin, you cannot use a shetufim of voice to cover if you don't have the mavi. That means even if all the chatzeris are ma'ariv together, so it's one big chatzer, l'maisa, in the mavi, it appears like different chatzeros, even though in Lomdus they made an Eruv, but Lamaisa and the Mavi, you see them as separate. Vimeli you need a Shetufim Vois. You can't dispense with that. So if one of the members of the Shetufim Vois is not Mishtatav, the whole Mavi becomes also to everybody. And you can't say Yisemichon that Roiv of them were Mishtatav. That's the chiluk between these two last cases. The Tosis read on the Fayindal Leksu a Tosefes Hezber in this din. We're going to see later on distinctions between Klei Chotzer and Klei Bayis. There are things that people keep inside their house. Beds, people kept inside their house. You don't sleep in a chotzer. Cooking utensils, washing, laundry, that type of thing. They left probably in open shelves or whatever it is in the chatzeres. But there is a certain amount of back and forth between batim and chatzeres because people did carry out. They didn't have tons of things in those days. So the pots and pans and clothing, lemaisa, did go back and forth from the batim to the chatzeres. But basically, a chatzer was a private place, and it was things that you had at home, you took care of them, you cleaned them, you laundered them, whatever it is, outside. So remember, the kelim from the bayis to the chatzer to the bayis, therefore, when all the chatzer, when the each chatzer is mu'uriv, so we see the chatzeres and the batim as being one unit. However, when you're ma'ariv all the chatzeres, that only is going to mean that it's all one big place, one shared space, legabe, like we said, klei habayis and klei chotzer. In a movi, generally a movi is a certain amount in open space, more open than a chotzer. A movi doesn't have four mechitzes. A chotzer has four proper mechitzes. A movi has three mechitzes with an open side, just with a lechi akari for a distinction, but be'etzim it's pasuch l'shus harapim. So nobody leaves their pots, their laundry, their clothing, whatever it is, in a mavoi. A mavoi is a place for walking. A mavoi is a place where you'd set up a fruit stand if you're selling to people that come in and out. You're selling a stall, a platform for selling, for speaking, for watching the people going by. But you don't put private utensils and clothing in a mavoi. Therefore, the Taizvid explains that when you ma'arav all the chatzeres together, it's still mechayiv, even though be'etzim they're all one unit. So why do you need shetufim mavois? Over here, me'ikir adin you need shetufim mavois because the mavoi, there's nothing combining them. The stuff that's in the chatzeres and the batim don't make their way out to the mavoi. The things that are in the mavoi are distinct, and they're distinct, each one of the chatzeres. So the iruv that they made out of the batim and chatzeres does not, that unification doesn't carry out into the mavoi, and therefore it does not cover shetufim mavois, and that's why even if they were ma'arav together, it would not take away the need for shetufim mavois meikra din. It's not just a gzeru shelo l'shachach. Mishnah Tes. In this Mishnah, we're going to pick up a point that we mentioned in Mishnah Ches, which is the fact that two chatzeros are next to each other. They can be ma'ariv with each other. What gives them the ability to become one unified chotzer, one unit? The fact that they have access zeh l'zeh. However, let's say they don't want to be ma'ariv. So fine. B'nei chotzer aleph carry amongst themselves. They can't carry out to the other chotzer. And b'nei chotzer beis carry amongst themselves with their eruv, and they don't carry the chotzer aleph. Now we're going to have a case of two chotzers which has access to each other, and over here, behechrach, they have to make an eruv together, because otherwise, one chotzer is going to aser up the other. It's two different places. Why should they aser? So listen to what the Mishnah says. Shtei chatzeres zu lefnim mizu. There are two chatzeres which do not have access to the outside. The only way there's a chatzer that's further in, the only way for the innermost chatzer to get out to the mavui is only through the other chatzer. Shtei chatzer zu lefnim mizu. They do not have each access. The outside one obviously goes out to the mavui. The inside one has to go into the outer chatzer. A certain amount of privacy that's compromised, and from there they go out. If the pnimis was ma'ariv, ha'pnimis muteres, the one on the inside is muter by itself, is considered one place. And that has no shaks to Rosh Hashanah, because the b'nei chotzer pnimis were ma'arvim zem zeh, v'achitzoino asuro. The pnimis does not have to worry about the fact that the chitzoino is a mokum that has a certain shaks with Rosh Hashanah. They weren't ma'arv. The b'nei chotzer chitzoino weren't ma'arv. Because the pnimis is unto itself. It's secluded. It has a mechitza between it. It might have access, but it's secluded in the sense that it has a mechitza between itself and the chitzoino. However, ha'chitzoino v'loy ha'pnimis. What happens if there was an eruv that was made by the anche b'nei chotzer ha'chitzoino v'loy ha'pnimis? So then shtein asurois. If the pnimis did not make an eruv, so then the mokum of the chotzer pnimi is a mokum which is problematic. It's a mokum which is not, didn't turn into a proper rishus hayochid with takonas eruvin. It has a certain tzad that's also to carry there. Furthermore, not only is the pnimis also for itself, but since by definition the anche chotzer pnimis will go out, they have a schuz, what's called in the Lashon of the Gemara, drisas or regel, in the chotzer chitzoyne, since they have to, and they go, and they have access, then the nature of the chitzoyne is that it includes the pnimis, whether they like it or not. There might be a mechitza between the two, but since by definition, that the bnei pnimis are going to go through the chitzoyne, the nature of the pnimis will impact the chitzoyne. The chitzoyne as well will become a mokim, a quasi rishus harabim. It's also the caveat there. Shtein asurois. Ir vizula atzmo, vizula atzmo. Each one makes an eruv for itself. So here we have a chiddush. Even though we just said that by definition the mokim, the chotzer achitzoini, has to be considered as having the pnimis as part of it, because the anshei pnimis only go out through the chitzoini. So by definition, why don't we say that we have a chotzer, which is not ma'uruv? We have the chotzer chitzoni, which includes the anche pnimi, the anche chotzer pnimi, that have to go through. They have drisas regel there. Why don't they asur up the mokum achitzoni? And the din of the Mishnah is the Tanakhama says zumu teres bifnei atzmo, v'zumu teres natzmo. They don't have to be ma'arav together. Each one is mutter. The Gemara explains that this shita, the Tanakhama holds that the only drisas regel, is this concept that it's two chatzeros. But one of the chatzeres, the people from there, have drisas regel on the other one. They don't make a problem in that other place where they go, unless they are kishala atzmam, a makom that's also betilpul. In the first case, where the pnimis did not make an eruv, so the anche ir pnimi are people that belong. The mokum of the pnimi is a mokum which is problematic. It's like a rishus harabim. So it asks up the chitzoni. Over here, since ir zulatzma, each one kishalatzma is rishus hayochadik, it's drisas regal hamuteres bimkoimoi, enoi oiseres es hachitzoino. Memela zumutes bifneatzma, zumutes neatzma. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva oiser hachitzoino. Rabbi Kiva holds, like we said, drisas regel oisurato, drisas regel of the mokim pnimi bechitzoini, because they have to go through there, aser the mokim chitzoini, and it doesn't make a difference whether that mokim pnimi is a problematic kishala atzmoi, where it's a mokim sheni muruv, or kishala atzmoi, it's a mokim muruv, but it's just not muruv with the chitzoini. Either way, it's a problem, and now the Mishnah says a third sheet, v'acham oimim, they disagree with the whole concept. Ein drisas haregel oisrato. Drisas haregel is not problematic, doesn't answer.